the hook right now. My sobriety date is May 20th of 2007. You're going to get all personality tonight. I grew up here in San Diego. My first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous was when I was a junior in high school. I was 17. And I went to AA because I wanted my mom to get sober. I grew up with a drunk mom and somebody who wasn't there for me. And it's not like that today. But I say, I can't tell you enough. I'm going to go all over the place. And when they say, if you have a desire to be a 10-minute speaker, I did not have that desire to be here and speak at this meeting. I did not give anybody my phone number to ask to call me to be a 10-minute speaker. But I remember when I first got sober here, there was a man named Larry that used to attend this meeting. And he gave me a book when I turned one. And he asked me to share when I had a commitment at Old Town, and I still do to this day, I always have. And he asked me to share at this meeting, and I said, no, I'm not ready for that. And I think about that all the time. And when I turned one, he gave me this book. It was a Dr. Seuss book, and it said, oh, the places that you'll go. And I still have that book, and I cherish it. And little things like that are really important to somebody who's new, or even to cherish those little things. And I'm really grateful for Larry being a huge member of this group here, and that's kind of part of the reason why I do come to this meeting, because I feel like there's a spirit of him here with me when I come to this meeting, and not too many people know that about my story and about me and my relationship with him. So there's a little something not a lot of people know. I don't like being 5 or 10 minute or main speakers. I don't like to be vulnerable. I don't like you to get to know who and what I really am. And right now I'm really fucking neurotic and angry all the time, constantly this last week. And but what I do know is that I don't take a drink no matter what. You know, I just celebrated 8 years of sobriety, and when people say, oh, like 7 to 10 is like when you really get to know who and what you are and if you're going to stay here, and that's how I have felt this last 3 years. Every time I take a kick, I feel like I'm a rerun of, oh, so poor woe's me. Like, what's terrible going on in my life today? And the truth is it hasn't been easy. Life on life's terms is not easy for an alcoholic like me that just wants to drink constantly, all the time, so I can check out and don't give a crap about you because I don't give a crap about me. And I came in here angry, full of hate, full of pride. And when we talk about in the readings about pride and anger, I balked at it. I did not want to take a look at that in my life because that was the one thing that kept me safe here in life. And that was the last thing I had to let go. And a lot of times it creeps back up. And what I know is that, like, I have a relationship with God through the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and through working with a sponsor. And, you know, in my first year, I was emotionally... I had a lot of emotional bottoms because I wasn't working a step. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, you can do that on your own, right? You know, welcome to all the newcomers and out-of-towners. Welcome back. Congratulations to the 90 days. I still feel like a fucking newcomer. Constantly. I do not know it all. And I'm still struggling in how to do this thing. There's people in AA that got time that still suffer here in Alcoholics Anonymous. And what I know is that I'm honest with my sponsor, not all the time. And what I mean by that is, like, I haven't been reaching out to my sponsor. She knows everything about me. And when I walked in the door and I saw her up here, and I was like, why are you sitting in the front? You know, I don't want to be in the front. But that's what we do. God keeps showing me why I do the things that I do. When I first started here, you sit in the front, you call your sponsor, you go to meetings, and when you're in pain, you step it up. And I'm in pain, and I need to step it up, and I haven't been. And I really wanted to cancel and say, I can't make it, I'm full of rage and anger. How can dare I be of any service? And what I know is that I do it no matter what, because that's what I've learned in Alcoholics Anonymous. That's the only way I've kept a job. That's the only way I finished school. That's the only way I've been able to be a respected member of my family, is because I show up no matter what. And I really don't want to say thank you, but thanks for letting me share, because what I know is that I knew that something was going to happen to me inside that, like, I needed to take a look at and I needed to share, because I don't know what's been going on with me, you know? And you want to feel the heat? Like, this last year, this last month, I've lost 3 really good friends here in Alcoholics Anonymous. Not all of them were in AA, but all of them were really close in my heart. This last year, I just celebrated a 1-year anniversary of my father's death. And I keep doing this deal because I want to show to other people that you can do it no matter what. You cannot take a drink no matter what. You can show up no matter what. You can be of service no matter what. And I feel that God works within me and also within you. And so when I'm sharing one-on-one, whether it's here or it's out there or somebody that doesn't know that I'm an alcoholic, because I cherish the traditions and anonymity, and a lot of people out there don't know that I'm an alcoholic, because I want to be a channel of what God has done for me here in Alcoholics Anonymous. And it just hasn't been easy, you know what I'm saying? And it's a daily reprieve, and I think that maybe when I take a look at what's really going on with me is like, where's my relationship with God? What am I doing for my sobriety? Because I've been off, you know? I've been finding those things in my life because I've stayed sober to see what my passion is, what I like to do, you know, work, you know, career, stuff like that. It has happened for me. After I've taken the steps and I've had a balance and I've changed my life, you know, it's to all the good stuff, you know? But the most important thing is my relationship with God, and I forget that I need a daily reprieve, not just when I'm angry, not when I'm just, like, acting out, or when I'm in pain, you know, and I'm not good at that. Yeah, I'm good at, like, okay, anger's come up, what is this saying when anger comes up, let there be love, or I need to be understood. Okay, why don't you understand what's going on with him? You know, like, I have taken these steps, and I have absolutely given my whole everything to God. God is everything to me, or he is nothing. And I believe that for myself. And, you know, when characteristics or character defects come up, like pride or anger or lust or silent scorn is my favorite, because I don't know how to react appropriately all the time, you know, and I'll shut down. That's that. Done. Stuff. What's really going on? Isolate, and then now I'm full of rage all week. Like, how is that being of service? You know, it's just causing me harm. And, you know, I really didn't think I was going to talk. I was like, okay, this is going to be a quick 5, hi, bye. Okay, I'm really grateful, you know. Here's my sobriety date. And keep on trucking, keep on pushing. And that's what I've been feeling, is I just keep on pushing, dude. And my home group is RV, Rancho Bernardo Women's Big Book Study on Monday nights. And if you're a woman here in Alcoholics Anonymous, that is the best meeting here in San Diego, and it's heartfelt, it's deep, and it's gut level, and, you know, they're the ones, really, who have carried me through, and I'm really grateful to be here, because Alcoholics Anonymous has saved my life, because I haven't taken a drink no matter what, because if it weren't for that, even though this last year I wanted to off myself, but, like, my life and my relationship with God, and showing the newcomers and people who are suffering that you can get through it no matter what has been why I'm here, so thank you.